Tom Karkel in the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today, going to be starting out with some fog this morning, then partly cloudy, increasing clouds, chance for thunderstorms later on, high near 81. Kenosha right now is at 65. It's 68 in Burlington, Milwaukee 67, 66 degrees in Racine. Kenosha Mayor John Antaramian says for the most part, the city's storm sewer system did work during Monday morning's deluge of rain, but he says where the system failed, it failed badly. Parts of the city got more than 4 inches of rain, close to 5 in about 5 hours during the storm. It caused significant flooding in a number of areas. The mayor says work has already started on the engineering to determine how to deal with the inadequacies of the drainage system in some parts of the city.
And then our goal is that next year we'll start actually implementing the modeling that's been done to try to deal with certain areas and certain problems with the flooding that occurs in some of those places. That's part of what we're doing. The other part is we're looking at also, we have some issues because of the rise in lake levels as to, water flowing out. And so there's some other issues long-term we have to look at that are different than just the flooding ones.
And Aramian adding that at this point, it's not known just how much work will have to be done, nor how much it might cost. The mayor touring the city's troubled spots for about 2.5 hours yesterday morning. Fire department said water up to 6 feet deep in some areas was evident. Several dozen basements flooded. A few businesses had to close for cleanup. One person had to be rescued from a car stuck in the floodwaters. The degree of flooding that hit Kenosha and the impact on businesses and homes as We Energy is putting out information reminding the public about safety because water and electricity just do not mix. Never walk through a flooded basement until the electricity is disconnected. Even a small amount of water can put you at risk for electrical shock. You want to use a generator to run your sump pump or wet dry vacuum, and that also has reminders, don't run extension cords through the water. Have a certified electrician inspect your system for damage. With natural gas like the electricity, the service needs to be shut off before any cleanup takes place. Later on, have a qualified heating contractor or a plumber check the equipment, including natural gas furnaces and water heaters. Racine's Public Works and Services Committee, during its 5:30 p.m. meeting at City Hall, going to revisit the issue of collecting bulky waste and green waste to go with a new semi-automated solid waste cart collection system that'll start up September the 18th. DPW Commissioner Mark Yellen's revised proposal at the last meeting got a lukewarm reception, including an option for the public to purchase another cart for yard materials, including for grass clippings.
The city doesn't mandate that people garden. The city mandates to keep their grass cut, but we don't mandate that they garden, And people, there's a lot of folks who love to. But the state mandated in 1993 that this does not go to the landfill.
He pointed out that the community meetings held last year, citizens were told about changes coming on bulky waste and that a call-in pickup system was likely. The current proposal on green waste allows for mulching, composting, buying another cart, or taking materials to one of three designated sites. Bulky waste remains thus far at 2 free pickups per year, though that may expand to 1 per season based on committee comments to date. The Mount Pleasant Village Board still has only 6 members, the board again failing to approve the latest nominee for that vacant 7th position. Village President Dave DeGroot nominating former Community Development Authority Chair Pat Barlament, his 10th attempt to find somebody who might win the support of the majority of the board members.
What I can tell you is that Ms. Barlament has been very, very involved with the village for a long, long time, particularly involved in as a past chair of our Community Development Authority. And she also is very involved in our elections process, too. She would certainly be a good addition to the board.
Trustee Gary Fee said he believes the nominees brought to the board thus far have not been in the best interest of the village as a whole. Parliament's appointment lost on the same 3-3 tie vote like in the past. But after 36 years with the Mount Pleasant Police Department, Captain Tom Peterson retired last Friday, and he was recognized for his years of service by the Village Board last night. Police Chief Tim Zarzecki noting that Peterson worked his way up through the ranks, became an important member of the department.
During his career, Captain Peterson was promoted from officer to sergeant to lieutenant and then to captain. Actually, when I was hired here, he was my sergeant and actually helped train me in my role as a new officer. I worked for Tom for a number of years and found him to be a great man and a great boss. He was also very instrumental in shaping the department and its officers to where they are today.
Peterson getting a plaque from Village President Dave DeGroote and a standing ovation from the Village Board. And the Kenosha Unified School District and its teachers group going to start the next round of labor negotiations this evening, 5 o'clock at the Educational Support Center. It's the initial exchange of bargaining proposals as allowed under Act 10, which is only about base wages these days. Following the brief public portion of the gathering, the agenda calls for a closed session to start the process. Another attempt being made in Kenosha to legalize the use of fire pits. After a few more safeguards were put into the original ordinance, the City Council's Public Safety and Welfare Committee okayed the measure last night on a vote of 3-1. The dissenting vote, Alderman Jan Mikulski. He represents an older neighborhood with smaller lot sizes where use of these kinds of fire pits would be limited because burning within 15 feet of a house, garage, or property line would still be illegal.
Very few people in my district will be able to legally burn, even if this passes. But because it's passed and people go, so, well, now you can burn, they're going to do it. They're going to put their backyard things. They're going to be illegal. And they're going to be, oh, wow, you know, I thought it was legal now. So I really don't think that this is a wise thing.
Opposition to legalization based on fire safety and health concerns. The full council expected to vote on the ordinance next week. A woman from Kenosha who reportedly said she took scrap metal from a business in the town of Yorkville to get some extra money for her son's birthday party, facing Racine County charges. 42-year-old Jennifer Bixby accused of second-degree reckless endangerment of safety and misdemeanor theft. Racine County Sheriff's deputies responded to Racine Metal Fab last weekend. Possible theft, and one of the deputies spotted a truck that was matching the description of one observed at the business. There was a chase that reached speeds of over 100 miles per hour. Bixby allegedly telling deputies a friend had been taking scrap from the business the past few nights and told her about it. A passerby in Bixby's truck, 36-year-old passenger, that is, in Bixby's truck, David Stitch, has been charged with misdemeanor theft and bail jumping in connection with that case. Racine's Finance and Personnel Committee backs the recommended settlement of a lawsuit against the city and the police officer in an excessive force case that involved a Park High School student in November of 2015. City Attorney Scott Letney explaining after a closed session of the committee, then an open session approval, what turns out to be a $400,000 settlement.
The city self-insured retention is $225,000, so we've paid around $60,000 in attorney fees. So that means the city has approximately another $165,000 to pay, and everything above that $165,000, then CivMec will pay.
Meanwhile, the complaint alleged that Officer Brunel Neighbors threw the 14-year-old student to the ground, punched him, slammed him against some lockers, while another officer failed to intervene. Related charges against the student were eventually dropped. It was stalled since shortly after the April election by newly elected Village President Dave DeGroote. The process of hiring a new administrator for the Village of Mount Pleasant, now it's back on track. The board last night restarting the process with the same 7 candidates who applied for the position before the process was put on hold. But if too many have decided to drop out, to accept additional applications for a short period of time. Rob Richardson, who helped to facilitate the hiring of the new community development director, has agreed to oversee the selection process.
That we'd run somewhat the same process where we would have, in this case, somebody for the administrative support staff do the communication and the scheduling of the panel of the candidates, but that then I would moderate like we did with the last ones, and we would have a panel that would consist of Tim as the current interim, and then likely 2 other active administrators from the area.
Trustee Gary Feast, who had strongly protested the decision to put the process on hold, said he supports getting things moving again. DeGroote halted the process, said he was concerned the job description had taken on too much responsibility and taken it away from the administrator's position. After reviewing those duties, says the administrator will still have some teeth, and he supports getting the process underway once again. WRJN.com is our webpage. We keep our newscast in the local news section of it, and throughout the day, at WRJN News, get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.